When freedom is one of the goals that belief is adhering to, it doesn't like the clarity of a schedule because, all right, tomorrow I'm going to do A, B, and C better than what happened today. And I'm going to get up at 7 a.m., I'll be at the job at 8, and by 9, 10, 11, I'll have my answers. Well, by creating that schedule and creating that clarity, you've eliminated all the other possibilities. So the little annoying voice of freedom says, wait a minute, what do you mean get up at 7? What do you mean be there by 8? What do you mean do A, B, and C at 9, 10, 11? There's a billion other possibilities. Yes, that's how the fog perpetuates itself, and that's why I say this illusion of freedom. Welcome to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical and apply these medicines to the recovery from addiction and trauma. Today's episode is entitled The Fog of Lies, where we take a detailed look into how lies distort our perception of reality, both from the past as well as moving forward into the future. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome and thanks for joining me. This last week, I've been enjoying listening to a podcast from Andrew Bustamante. I've listened to a few of his. Maybe you have too. He's a former CIA operative, and he started a business called Everyday Spy, and he brings all of this information and training that he learned from the CIA and applies it to everyday life. And that sounds pretty interesting, right? For me, what I find most interesting is that I'm shaking my head along with this, going, this is exactly what we talk about in Chinese medicine. These are exactly the same philosophies and concepts using a different language. And when I spoke with my wife, Dana, she's like, oh, that's interesting. Yes, in my Buddhist practice, we talk about it this way. Same thing. So there's many paths to the top of the mountain, right? What I also find interesting, and specifically to what we're going to talk about this week of cutting through the fog of lies, is that Mr. Bustamante sets up what he presents from this perspective, that it's like we're living in a shed in the woods, and all we can see is looking out this window, and this window is old, dirty, weathered, it's got some cobwebs on it, and that is the perception of the world. This is analogous to my book from 15 years ago. Going on even longer, opening the eyes of the heart. In Chinese medicine, we talk about that dirty window as phlegm, misting the eyes of the heart. And it's this same idea. In Chinese medicine, the Shen, spirit, the light, is supposed to shine through us, coming through our heart, out our eyes, and it's how we perceive the world, how we interpret the world, and then how we take in that information and reflect it back. It's how we live. And phlegm blocks these orifices, blocks these eyes. So we're going to use that idea from Chinese medicine of phlegm, and this idea from everyday spy, CIA operative, the shed's window is dirty and old, and it's how we see out. Interesting. It is our perception of the world. Taking that and turning it into this podcast's focus of the fog of lies, I'll be doing a few different presentations of posts and podcast episodes on the lie. In addiction, addiction is based upon lies. Addiction perpetuates itself on lies. So we're coming at the lies from different angles and different ways of digesting it, dismantling it, proving that it's wrong and that there are bigger truths on the other side. So let me give you a couple examples from just this week from a couple of clients and how this idea of a fog of lies, the perception of the world, is created, perpetuated through addiction, and what we can do about it. So here's a view from inside the fog from a couple of clients. We'll say client number one. So their belief, their original lie, their limiting core belief is one of, I'm a loser. It's generic, extremely common, one of the most common ones. I'm a loser. Now, this belief perpetuates itself in their situation, which has brought them there through relapse. So, because of relapses over the years, it's proven that belief, that original lie, to be true with quotation marks, right? The only reason why the lie exists is because we perpetuate it through the cycle of addiction. It's one of the things I say, right? That's the spell of addiction. The only reason why this spell works is because we believe it. And then we go out and we make it true by acting in the cycle of addiction. So, okay, I am a loser, which has brought this client number one to this reality. The situation of living at home and not having access to money, because that's one of the triggers, or opportunity. It's in another. So, money and opportunity fill in the blank, boom. The danger of relapse goes up a lot. So, the fog perpetuates itself when, for this client, the messages that come in, whether it's family, internet, friends, whoever, it reinforces the fog of I am a loser when the perception of looking out that dirty window, not being able to see the other side, views their situation as, wow, this sucks. I am a loser. I have no access to, I can't do it. What's the point? That's how the fog wins. That's how the fog gets thicker. That's how the fog perpetuates itself. So, one of the things we do to cut through that fog is to provide a different perspective, to provide a different experience. Experience changes belief. And for this client, it's a slow change. It's a flow, it's a slow clearing of the mist. And it comes in the form of shifting the perspective. And the shift in perspective is as simple as, hey, you're doing the best you can. You're doing good and taking inventory of the good that is being done on a daily basis. Showing up to meetings, going to the gym, doing the homework, following through on the steps. It may feel like spitting into the wind, in this case, fanning at the fog, but the accumulation, providing the experience. Hey, when you turn around after a certain amount of time, it's like, oh, the inventory, my body feels better by going to the gym all this time. Yeah, okay, these meetings, I really wasn't into it in the beginning, but you know what? It's filling the schedule. It's providing me meeting new people. I'm hearing good messages. I'm resonating with some people's other little by little by little, volunteering at an animal shelter. See how that goes. Maybe to make some sparks in the heart to gain some clarity about direction moving forward. All of these things, all it is a simple change in perspective. And to now surround themselves with people that acknowledge the daily accomplishments as successes rather than validation for the old belief that wants to look around at the present moment, at truth, out the clarity of the window. Oh, this sucks. This is, you're a loser, see? Experience is going to change the belief. And for this client, it really is about putting one foot in front of the other and slowly but surely gaining the experience this time. Sure, there's many other things that I'd suggest, and we are suggesting, and we are implementing in time to clear the fog. And for right now, it's that change in perspective. It's that change in surrounding yourself with people who acknowledge the experience of this is good rather than this sucks. Very important. Client number two has more of what we like to say, a cutting through the fog. It is more about clarity. It's more about the immediacy. It's more about simplicity in many ways, and the immediacy of simplicity and the clarity that comes with that. So for client number two, it's all about the old belief, the original belief of I can't do it. And similar to the I'm a loser, and they go hand in hand. For now, let's just, I can't do it. And for this client, the fog is about being stuck. Think about that earlier term of phlegm from Chinese medicine that I talked about. It's thick and it's sticky. Chinese medicine, this is, it's a little bit more detailed than, the phlegm that we get in our sinuses and or goes down to our lungs. It's this kind of a fog. We call that insubstantial phlegm. It goes from insubstantial to the substantial physical phlegm. And it's on a spectrum, and it originates in this insubstantial phase and causes this kind of fog, stickiness, stuckness. This client is stuck in their life with their job, with their relationships, how they view their relationships, how they view their living arrangement, and now the substitution into smoking. Okay, so this client's view from the fog validates their belief by judging the day's activities through the lens of what I should have done, what I could have done better. It's like, see, you can't do it. It's constantly ruminating on the past, which lends itself to having another cigarette because that's the fuel for the rumination of, see, you can't do it. Might as well just go have another cigarette. So this perpetuation is very simply cut through by changing perspective once again. It's not bad to take inventory of what we did during the course of a day. It's good. The problem is when the information is only applied to the original lie of I can't do it and what I should have done better to validate, see, I can't do it. Instead of taking that information and then applying it to the future of, huh, that's interesting information. Tomorrow, I can do A, B, and C, and then doing A, B, and C. The process of just doing it differently will provide a different result. Will it be better? Maybe, maybe not. We'll take inventory and examine it once again after A, B, and C has been done. But you're never going to get to be able to evaluate something different if you don't do something different. So, this, and of course, in the doing of the A, B, and C, it clears the fog because this client is stuck. So, the process of doing clears the fog in and of itself. So, for this person, clarity is about making a schedule because the I can't do it lends itself to ambiguity. Maybe this will sound familiar for you too, or someone you know, or maybe a client. When we have an original lie, that part of it is adhering to freedom, the illusion of freedom, the you're not going to tell me what to do. And I'm going to live my life the way I want to. I'm free. This can be a sticky strand in the web of addiction and needs to be brought into the light and clarity, and fog needs to be cleared around this. So, for client number two, the I can't do it also has a strand of this perception of freedom. All right, follow me. When freedom is one of the goals that belief is adhering to, it doesn't like the clarity of a schedule because, all right, tomorrow I'm going to do A, B, and C better than what happened today. And I'm going to get up at 7 a.m., I'll be at the job at 8, and by 9, 10, 11, I'll have my answers. Well, by creating that schedule and creating that clarity, you've eliminated all the other possibilities. So the little annoying voice of freedom says, wait a minute, what do you mean get up at 7? What do you mean be there by 8? What do you mean do A, B, and C at 9, 10, 11? There's a million other possibilities. Yes, that's how the fog perpetuates itself. And that's why I say this illusion of freedom. In the fog, there are all possibilities. There, you can do anything. Well, when you can do everything, you really don't end up doing anything because you can grab another cigarette, ruminate on the possibilities of all the things I can do. See what we're getting at here? That's how the illusion of freedom perpetuates this fog that no. Only through having all of these possibilities and these endless you can do anythings. Wait a minute. Wasn't that limiting core belief and the original lie of I can't do it? Well, this is how it perpetuates itself. This is how, and the treatment for this is to narrow it down to the one thing on the schedule that is in front of you, right? Here and now, and just do it. Just do it. Make that schedule, stick to it. And what will happen is two things. Number one, you'll come out the other side having done it and having different results and giving yourself the experience of cutting through that fog, giving yourself a different experience with different results. Now you can evaluate whether those results are better than what you had before, how you can do it better, and then do something different the next day, not ruminate on why it was bad. The other thing that happens here is that it will bring the voice of addiction, of the fog, of the original lie, you can't do it, right? It'll bring it into view because, hey, you're creating the schedule, you're taking away my freedom. It's going, that voice will get stronger because the more you fill in your schedule, the more you start applying the discipline of doing the next right thing and giving yourself the experience of, wow, this is do it. This is different. Maybe I can do it. The other voice is going to get even stronger as I talk about time and time again. Now, the clarity of what the struggle is brought into view. The fog has been removed, and this is the clear struggle. You're taking away my freedom. Is it really freedom? Is it really freedom to have every possibility in the world presented in front of you so that, no, it's overwhelming. Of course, it's overwhelming. We can't do everything. We have to pick something and do our damnedest instead of having another cigarette and ruminating and thinking about it again. Boom. There's the clarity of what the struggle actually is. The fog has been removed. The fog depends upon us believing the view out that dirty window that that is reality on the other side. Really, nothing you can do about it. You might as well stay in this shed. And again, that's why I loved listening to this interview. I'm going to listen to him again. Andrew Bustamante, Everyday Spy, thank you very much. Giving another metaphor, another example for a different path that goes to the top of the mountain. Can you apply? I don't know, the 12 steps do the same thing? Maybe it's not my gig. Is there an expert out there that in the 12 steps that can listen to the CIA's ways of doing it and turn it into AA language? Probably. Into Buddhist language? Probably. I'll turn it into this shamanic language, this metaphorical spiritual language of the fog, misting the orifices of the heart, phlegm, and how, because that then starts to get into the body. We'll get into more of that in future episodes. I hope this helps clear some of the fog for you and or how you can present to people you know, maybe a client, maybe someone you're in partnership with. Again, I'd suggest starting with ourselves first before telling other people how they can clear their fogs, right? A riff on the saying, right? You got to clean your own window first. How's that? How's that? So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, as always, please send them my way. I appreciate you. Blessings. Thanks for listening to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Send me any questions or comments you have. Check out the website, randalllyons.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, blessings.